Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast. Parker Kern here, along with Father Jeff McBeth. If you're joining us for the first time, or you're joining us for the 40th time, I think today's episode
40. I think 40, it might be.
Welcome, man. Welcome, and thank you for listening. Father, this is a momentous occasion.
Yeah.
We forgot the 23rd podcast, but we got 40.
I think so. Well, we didn't forget it. We did it. We just forgot it was,
that's true,
you know, our namesake number.
Yeah, so. Which was quite an oversight on my part.
So yeah, that's all right. That's all right. I mean, I got a ton of emails about it, but, you know, it's, I just didn't want to bring it up.
Yeah, well, thanks for sticking with me. I appreciate it.
So, but here we are.
Yep.
40.
40.
Man, years just flying by.
I know, seriously. So, but, yeah, it's hard to believe we started this in August, I think, of 23.
Was it August?
And now we're here in April.
April, yeah.
Almost completed a full cycle.
I tell you. Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. So, yeah, it's good. It's a good thing.
Very good.
Yeah, indeed. Grateful that you picked up the flag and helped us run with it.
I love it.
It's good.
I really like just getting to talk with you.
Likewise.
We
don't do that enough.
I just talk about weird stuff, but like it's funny because you get to, you know, you form sort of a bond.
Right.
And although, you know, sometimes we talk about pizza or beer or football or anything, you know, of the sort that
all the good stuff in life.
Normal guys talk about. It's just kind of funny that we, you know, obviously it all ties back to scripture, of course, but, you know.
We make
it
work.
Yeah, it's just fun to discuss that.
Right. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I received confirmation from Tyler.
I know.
It was a big deal.
I learned something that day. Yeah. Or the next day, I guess.
That's right. Well, his mom had texted me. Like, she's a listener. Hi, Carla. And,
One of the four.
Yeah, probably.
Carla, my mom, and two others.
I was going to say, the two of us, probably.
Yeah, that's
maybe
it.
Maybe my mom every once in a while.
Actually, I don't actually listen.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's bad, but no, I figured I kind of know what's going on.
Yeah, you remember. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, funnily enough for me, if somebody comes up to me and mentions something that I said like 3 weeks ago, I have to really...
Oh, I have no clue.
I'm like, what? Yeah. Now, what was the context? And
right.
Then they kind of broach it with, and then I go,
yeah,
I remember it. Or I don't, but most times I do. It's you know, it gives me a little pause, but but anyway, yeah, she had said, you know, I'm letting Tyler know that you said, and then he, you know, texted me like an hour later. He was at work and he was listening, I guess, at work.
Wow.
And then he said, here's the, and then he sent me the picture of the guy. I sent you the picture too.
Exactly.
So Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. WWF superstar back in the 80s.
Yeah. Like I say, I think I told you, like, I don't know how dragons and steamboats go together, but
it does not.
You know, in the wonderful world of fake wrestling, then you can do what you want.
100%.
Yeah.
There's no rules.
There isn't. In names or otherwise.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. So anyways, Father, but everything else good with you?
I think so. It's a good time of year. It's a lot kind of the fruition of a lot of things, you know, are kind of wrapping up, you know, confirmation, you know, First Communion's coming up, you know, end of the faith formation. Of course, a few weeks ago, we had the Easter Vigil with all those folks, you know, coming to church.
Awesome.
And yeah, just a lot of stuff that, you know, talking about back in August, you know, everything just seems so far away and lots to do. And that's all true. But, you know, then it kind of all happens. You're like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, it really, really was. Really was a cool experience for me personally, going through everything and watching it kind of obviously with you and with everybody else. Really great to just kind of be part of that and have, I mean, Easter was insane. It was such a great day. I mean, every day here is great, but that especially to see the turnout that we had and, you know, because people ask me that don't go here. They were like, well, you know, how was Easter? I was like, it was just incredible to watch the people come in and worship. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if we had to turn people away, but we were probably darn close.
Yeah. Yeah. Not that I,
which you
that
hate
I heard
to do. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. My mom brought my aunt, who had been on the property, but not for mass, you know, her sister. And afterwards, my aunt was like, wait till I tell people where I went to mass on Easter Sunday. They're not going to believe it. Like, well, we try.
Yeah, we do something here.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff in church. Good.
Indeed. Yep.
Speaking of, lots to, you know, kind of let folks know about, remind
here.
You about. So I'm thinking that, speaking of things coming up, so we do have our volunteer appreciation events May 15th. And so it's just, you know, there's so many people that do so much, and, you know, the staff are like, we just got to find some little way, you know, to say thank you. Mm-hmm. And so this is for any adult that does anything. So if you do anything, then that's you. Yep. So, yeah, so we'd love for you to sign up. Just, we have a ballpark figure of how many to expect. You know, that's a 23.church. So Vacation Bible School, always kind of a fun week that's coming up in June. Which seems, again, like a long time away, but, like, we're on the cusp of, like, May here, you know? And it just takes a bunch of hands and, you know, really people of volunteers of all ages. I mean, even kids can, older kids can volunteer, you know, to help with the younger ones and, you know, adults. And so get with Tracy if you're, Tracy Walton, if you're interested in that, because it's a cool thing, but it takes a lot of help and it's a lot of fun. So it'll be great. And we have... We haven't really promoted this a ton, but we have Chris Stefanik coming to the parish.
Yeah.
So of course, last fall, the bulk of our family faith formation was around Chris's series, The Search, and we've used some of our other of his videos, and people know, you know, Chris from other places, and so we're bringing him here. We're bringing him here to the 23rd.
Wow.
And that is September 11th. So part of this, there's a little team of people that we need to just, it's not overly complicated because Chris just kind of shows up and talks. So it's not like this big production, but we do need a team of people just to be committed to help getting the word out, yeah. Maybe help them with some things that day. I'll tell you, if you're on the team, there's actually a special little surprise that day that I'm not going to mention on the radio, or I guess it's the podcast,
whatever.
You know,
we're somewhere.
Kind of old school, I guess.
That's okay.
But yeah, so still looking for some people to fill out the team. We got a lot of great people already, but could use some more. So if it's on your heart, if that strikes you to be like, you know what, I want to be on the team to help bring Chris here, contact Bobby Morin. He'd love to have you join the team. Wow. And then anyways, mark your calendars for September 11th. The link for tickets is, so it doesn't like charge. You know, mm-hmm. Sometimes if you bring a speaker like that, it's like $5,000 or something like that. But there is a, you know, to fly him over here and like have him like, you know, pay his bills and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there's the ticket. And so the link for that is live. It's not on 23.church yet, but you see the QR code in the bulletin.
Mm.
You can actually get your tickets now. And yeah, this is for anybody. It's for our parishioners. It's for your neighbors. Maybe they're, you know, kind of grown a little dry in their faith or a little distant and just caught up in other stuff. You know, maybe if you're non-Catholic friends, it's like, it's really for anybody.
Yeah.
And it's going to be great for anybody. So, you know, we have like 900 some seats in church and we want to fill them all. It'll be awesome. So again, Chris Stefanik coming here on September 11th. And if you want to be part of the team, please let Bobby Morin know. And that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I think, go ahead.
I still want to know what the surprise is, but you're not going to say it.
I'll tell you off the air.
Oh! All right.
I don't want people to sign up just because of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I probably already
Ricky
said,
the Dragon Steamboat is going to show up.
Yes. And yeah. And we're going to have a cage match.
With like, Chris Stefanik.
We're doing the whole WrestleMania thing. You know? We're going to get some metal folding chairs.
Oh, my tables.
And, you know, table. And things like that.
I'm sure Chris would have really appreciated mm-hmm. hearing this.
So, yeah. I was going to describe what the metal folding chairs are for, but, you know, either, you know, it's one of those if you know, you know kind
yeah,
of things.
Yeah, you don't need to, yeah.
Yeah.
They're just going to sit down and talk. They're
right.
going to debate.
Right. So, maybe arm wrestle. So.
They need a table. Oh, there's a table.
There you go.
Tables, ladders, and chairs.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah, with breakaway legs. Yeah.
Went a little.
Be great. So. Yeah, pay-per-view, all that. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah, only $33, right?
Exactly. Best $33 you ever spent.
That's right, yep.
Well worth it.
Yep. So we're off track again. But let's get back on to...
It depends what track we're talking about.
That's true. We're on track. We're just...
For lots of other things.
Mm-hmm. We're on a lot of tracks.
Mm-hmm. But we'll get to the other track.
We'll get to
you know, there's two tracks. There are two tracks to this thing.
Yeah.
You know, and we're still phasing out track one.
We're just phasing it out.
Yep. And we're shifting into part two here.
Yeah. It's like a great album.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I don't know if I want to mention this. Have you heard about the new Taylor Swift album? Have you listened to it?
I have not heard it yet.
I've heard it 75 times already.
Whoa. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
I think it's good. I give her credit. She's a great artist. It's just hearing 31 songs back to back to back to back to back.
There's 31 on there?
Yeah, it was a double album.
Oh. She's, you know, released so many recently and like re-released, like, you know, all the classic ones from before, you know, Taylor's version. Yes. And it's hard to keep track. You look at the top 10 album sales and she's like three of them.
Oh, yeah.
So it's hard to keep track.
Yeah, she's an absolute monster. I mean, she just is by far the biggest star in music today, maybe ever. I mean, I always say, you know, Michael Jackson's the king.
Right.
I mean, the king of pop.
Mm-hmm.
But she might be close, if not already eclipsed him.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another eclipse joke from a couple of weeks ago.
Nice. It just totally just went over my head.
But I'm
thanks.
Okay. No, you're welcome. So anyways, no, it's good. It's good. I just everywhere I go now, I hear it.
All Taylor, all the time.
That's pretty much right.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
You might.
Yeah, I got to buckle up for 31 songs, so that's a lot.
Yeah. Well, so. If you can endure this podcast even once, you can probably endure about a third of the album.
Oh, that's true.
So.
Yeah.
You sit through these, and it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, so. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go do that. What's the name of the album?
Tortured Poets Department.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I have no idea what that means.
I know.
But.
Well, even after listening to it, you don't know what it means? So it doesn't like all come together.
Not for me.
Tortured Poets Department.
There's so many, you know, Reddit things out there that, you know, oh, this is what this means and all this stuff. And it's all very, you know, secret. It, you know, she has a lot of these surprises, like the Chris Stefani. Everything's a surprise.
Right.
You know, surprise, it's 2 a.m. double album release. Genius marketing.
Yeah.
But it's just like, wow, that's a lot of music.
Right.
I mean, I couldn't imagine putting out 31 songs at one time. But when you're Taylor Swift, you can just do whatever you want.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Anywho.
Exactly.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, check it out.
You can take that to prayer, take that to listening.
I will do that.
Yeah.
I will do that.
As you're sitting back?
You know, I try to keep up. You know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm open to new stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got a lot of, you know, fire vocabulary.
Yeah.
I loved when at the confirmation mass a couple weeks ago.
It sounded like it was
Father,
fire. Yeah.
Father Mike Dandran was here, and Father Jeff at the end of Mass goes, "Your homily was fire."
It was fire.
I lost it, man. That was hilarious.
I was at St. Ursula Academy last week, and like the wireless mic that they had, like gave me like the clip-on thing, like I use at Mass. It just didn't seem loud enough.
Mm.
But yet the stand-up mic they had at their little podium or whatever seemed like super loud. So I'm like, I didn't want to do the homily right here, you know, standing at this, you know, podium. I said, but this other mic I had seems just kind of mid, so I'm just going to go and stay here. So,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Mid.
Let me try. That's totally good. Mid. Yeah.
Well, probably the volume level was mid. They just had to turn it up.
Well, I asked about that. No one knew anything. So, you know what? I'm like, we're just going plan B here.
Yeah,
so,
plan B. And plan C is just shouting at the top of your lungs.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to avoid.
Yeah, I would agree. You got to protect the chords.
Yeah.
Protect the vocal cords.
You got it.
All right. Well, Father, fifth Sunday of Easter here.
We're marching along.
Marching right along.
Fifth Sunday. So this is our gospel from John chapter 15, verses 1 to 8. This is actually part of Jesus' farewell discourse, you know. So we have the washing of the feet, you know, like in John 13.
Yep.
And then John 14 to 17 is really his big farewell discourse in prayer. So this comes to us the night before, you know, he suffered, died, before his resurrection. So last week, of course, Good Shepherd Sunday, we hear him say, "I am the Good Shepherd." And so we have another "I am" statement today. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. There you go.
Great. I like the word remain there.
Yeah. Yeah, and we hear it several times. We do. So it just kind of really does like sink in, that remaining.
Yeah, because a lot of times, you know, when you're remaining with someone, you're sticking with them through thick and thin,
mm-hmm.
right? And obviously that's something that he's calling us to do, is to remain with him and with God, and understanding that no matter what, if we remain in that love, you know, our life will be eternal. We will, you know, continue to prosper. And it's also interesting to think about, you know, time remaining,
mm-hmm.
right? Time remaining on this podcast, time remaining in life. If you're, you know, sort of a countdown, like when we go to the new year, mm-hmm. right? There's 10 seconds remaining, right. 8 seconds remaining. It's kind of an interesting double word meaning, is that, you know, though time might be remaining for us, or time might not be remaining for us, but no matter what, we should remain with him, right? From the start to our life to the end, mm-hmm. no matter how much remains,
right?
We should remain.
I love that.
It took me a second to get there.
Yeah.
I had to get through this Pepsi first.
I might have to ponder that some more.
Yeah.
So, not that that's a podcast sponsorship. So what I liked about that too, that Jesus says, remain in me as I remain in you. So like he's saying to his disciples, I'm remaining with you.
Right.
And so that's sort of then our response then is remaining, you know, with Jesus. There's like this mutual sharing of life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, cause he's always going to remain with us. Sure. But we have our choice then to whether to remain with him. And then, you know, the word fruit also appears in this gospel like many times. Like that's meant to like, well, it's meant to bear fruit. It's meant to do good, you know, out in the world, and also just within our own lives, you know, and how we're growing as Christian people.
100%. Yeah. And we always, I mean, you always talk about, you know, bearing fruit and fruit, bearing good fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's something that, you know, we address, but we don't really sometimes fully unpack, right? When you have a glass of orange juice, mm-hmm. right, sitting in front of you, there's probably a lot of good oranges that bore that fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But there was probably 100 other oranges that Florida's Natural or, you know, Minute Maid or whoever mm-hmm. tried to juice, and they figured out this isn't good fruit. Mm-hmm. We don't want to use this, right? And so what they did is they took the bad fruit, probably disposed of it, the bad juice, disposed of it, and they only gave us the good. At least I think it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Orange juice is awesome. But in any case, right, we look at that and we say, there's good here.
Yeah.
There's good in this glass, but we know that there's probably, you know, if you go out to McQueen's apple mm-hmm. orchard in the fall, which is what I like to do with Marissa for her birthday every year, we go out and pick apples and, you know, mostly for her Instagram, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But you see a lot of bad apples mm. on the ground, right? And they're not producing, I mean, they're fruit, but they're not the good, clean, beautiful, red, shiny apples that are still hanging from the tree. And as you pick those down, you say, this is good fruit,
mm-hmm.
right? And so for us, it's a challenge of making sure that the trees that we're blossoming in our own lives do produce that good fruit, and that we do dispose of the bad fruit and try to, I would guess, mitigate it entirely, right? And that's not always easy, and that's not always fun, and that's not always something that people even know to do or know how to do.
Yeah.
But the good that remains is really that good fruit, and that should be pushed forward.
Do you know that apples are a natural toothbrush? Yeah.
Are you serious?
They are. I've heard that. So anyway, apples are a natural toothbrush to kind of, you know, clean things up. So, but you know, the apples don't come on their own, right?
My jaw's on the floor right now. Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. They the apples don't, or any fruit, right? It doesn't just like happen on its own. It's because they're attached to the source of life. Mm-hmm. You know, to the trunk, to the root, to everything. You know, in our second reading that we're going to have from the first letter of John, the very last line is, "And the way that we know he remains in us is from the Spirit that he gave us." And the fruits of the Spirit, right, are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, generosity, faithfulness, chastity, self-control, you know, all these, modesty, all these great fruits. So when, you know, we see that, that's, you know, it's by your fruits that you will know them, you know, when we're remaining in the Lord, you know, those fruits come to be born, you know, and all those are so good in so many ways and good for us and good for the world.
Agreed.
So, yeah. And then the challenge is just to remain with the one who remains in us. And I think especially it's even a good thing to think about, like, as we receive communion, mm-hmm. like, and then are sent forth from Mass, you know, there at the end, you know, that, like, to think about remaining in the one who remains with, like, literally, mm-hmm. Even though the substance of communion obviously kind of works through natural process, you know, the spiritual, you know, benefit remains in us. Yeah. And are we remaining in that?
Yeah.
Are we remaining in Jesus as we're sent forth, you know, back out into our everyday lives and in order to bear fruit in it?
Yeah. I mean, we talked about being fed. I think it was a couple of weeks ago now. We talked about, you know, the act of really consuming God's presence,
mm-hmm.
which is something that is easy to kind of overlook.
Yeah.
But, right, he is in us, and yeah. he too, right, remains in us.
Yeah.
Just as we remain in him.
Yeah. Awesome.
Indeed. Well, Father, well, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm still on this apple toothbrush thing.
Yeah.
I got to look more into this.
Yeah.
I actually can't eat apples.
No? So you just got to use a regular toothbrush?
I do.
Okay.
With toothpaste and everything.
Yeah. Actually, I do that too.
Yeah, they give me, when I bite into it, it gives me a goosebump. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
Whoa.
Seriously. It's terrible. It's like the worst thing ever. Like,
so what about like applesauce?
I can do that.
Okay.
But, and like an apple pie with,
oh, yeah.
With the baked, you know, mm-hmm. and my grandma used to make these awesome baked apples. She would put she would, you know, juice them a little bit, but the slices would still be in there, and then she'd put Red Hots in.
Ooh.
And I was like, every time I'd go to her house, she'd have them for me.
It's wild.
And so, yeah.
Like spicy apple pie.
Yeah. Couple years ago, I said to my dad, I was like, yeah, I'd really like those. And he's like, well, your grandma's dead, son. And I'm like, well, I know that.
Wow.
But he was like, I'll try to see if I can find the recipe. So he found the recipe.
Hmm.
And, you know, and then he made them for me. I was like, thanks, Dad.
That's awesome.
What a guy.
Yeah. So, God yeah. bless you.
Yeah. All right, Father, you want to wrap up with some prayer?
Let's say a little prayer. My Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord, we praise you for the gift of remaining in us. And help us indeed to remain in you, to attach our lives to yours, which is really your plan for us, but a plan that will lead us to the greatness that you have made us for and the purpose that you have made us for. May we always cooperate with your grace, call upon your Holy Spirit to continue to have that fruit that you want us to bear, to really rise up in us and through us. God, we love you. We thank you for your love for us. Sustain us this day and each day in that love, in the Holy Spirit and through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father, thank you. 40 down.
Thank you, Parker. That's right. You got it.